6158.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, May 19th. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 58%. The wind speed is northeast at 20, with gusts to 30 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.22. The dew point is 37 degrees, and the current wind chill is 46 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The federal, state, and city governments in Kansas City, Missouri have announced a violent crime initiative.
The initiative will include citywide upgrades to make neighborhoods and streets look and feel safe. The group met at the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department headquarters this week, announcing a violent crime initiative.
This initiative will be a model for crime reduction strategies moving forward.
That's Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves. The KCPD will also be working with other community partners.
The state of Kansas has approved $25 million for a new psychiatric hospital in Wichita. The money comes from the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and will create a new 50-bed mental health hospital, and that'll be owned and operated by the state. The goal is to address a shortage of inpatient beds and to cut down on travel time for South Central Kansas residents, and they'll develop that mental health facility with expansion in mind. Final approval for that new space just came this week. And this is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairieland Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairieland Partners.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The state's six public universities recommended on Wednesday that the Kansas Board of Regents authorize tuition increases ranging from 5% to 7% in the upcoming school year to counter inflationary pressure and the limited success with requests for new funding from the legislature. Kansas State University, the University of Kansas, Emporia State University, and Pittsburgh State University each requested a 5% boost in tuition assessed resident and non-resident undergraduate and graduate students. Wichita State University proposed a 5.9% hike for students, while Fort Hays State University opted for a 7% increase. The last system-wide surge in tuition at these state-supported universities occurred in 2019. Those pre-COVID-19 adjustments range from 1.1% to 2.8%. KU didn't amend tuition rates during the past 4 years, Board of Regents documents show, but each of the other five universities implemented one tuition increase in those intervening years, ranging from 1.2% to 3.8%. Blake Flanders, the president and chief executive officer of the Board of Regents, said the nine-member board would take final action on the 2023-2024 proposals in June. The per-semester full-time undergraduate student tuition amounts, assuming the Board of Regents approved the requested increases, for University of Kansas would be $5,298, up $252. Kansas State University, $4,981, up $237. Wichita State University, $3,623, up $201. Pittsburgh State University, $3,064, up $146. Emporia State University, $2,770, up $131. And Fort Hays State University, $2,218, up $145. Governor Kelly announced on Thursday that she has signed and line-item vetoed aspects of House Substitute for Senate Bill 113, which is the bill containing the budget for K-12 education. The governor said the bill, with her line item vetoes, will fully fund K-12 education for the fifth consecutive year and protect funding for rural schools facing declining enrollment. The governor said appropriations in SB 113 that she line item vetoed would have changed the school finance formula that determines the amount of funding annually appropriated by the state to public schools, as the provision would have risked the state's compliance with constitutional funding requirements and could have resulted in rural schools having to cut services or close buildings. Republican leadership issued a statement on Thursday disagreeing with the governor's decision, saying that they are extremely concerned that with the Kelly Tolan administration's decision to line item veto policy provisions within SB 113, the administration exceeded their authority under the Kansas Constitution, which limits line item vetoes to items of appropriation. While SB 113 includes a $7.5 million increase in funding for special education, it does not include the $72 million the governor called for throughout the legislative session to fully fund special education. In addition to funding schools in accordance with the state constitution, SB 113 also improves school safety, empowers parents to be involved in their children's education, supports the teacher workforce, invests in early childhood education and literacy, and gives students the technical skills for a modern economy. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation and its First Time Home Buyers Program is a program that helps Kansans who make 80% or less of their county's median income to make a down payment on a home. Christine Reimler with the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation said it offers 15 to 20% of the purchase price for down payment and closing costs, and this helps families that are hardworking and have good credit to get a first mortgage if they don't have their down payment. The program recently expanded its eligibility rules. Now people in the program can have a max debt-to-income ratio of 45%, up from 41%. They must pay a minimum of 15% of their principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, which is down from 20%, and be able to pay 1% of the home sale price in a down payment to the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, which is down from 2%. Reimler said they want to be a catalyst to help people get into their first home and to build that generational wealth and family memories and have a place to call home. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation helped 37 families buy homes in 2021 through the program, and Brown encourages anyone considering their first home to see if they qualify, because that's what it's there for. The Kansas Housing Corporation's program covers the entire state outside of Wichita, Topeka, Lawrence, Kansas City, and Johnson counties, since they have their own version of it. For more information on the program, you can visit kshousingcorp.org/homeowners/first-time-homebuyer. In Nebraska news, a Minden woman has been sentenced to time served and 3 years of supervised release on a federal charge related to misusing a Social Security number to gain employment at a convenience store. 44-year-old Gabriella Navarri was sentenced on Thursday to one count of misuse of a Social Security number. According to a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, in November of 2017, Navarri filled out and signed a Form I-9 in order to begin employment at Casey's General Store. On the Form I-9, she filled in the blanks for U.S. Social Security number with a Social Security number that did not belong to her. As verification of the information provided on the Form I-9, Navarre provided a Social Security card bearing her name and the specific Social Security number. The case was investigated by Homeland Security investigators. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, inmates assaulted two staff members at a Lincoln prison on Thursday, giving one of them a concussion, with two separate assaults at the reception and treatment center. The department said in the first assault, an inmate in an unimproved area refused to leave and punched a staffer in the head. And while prison workers were securing the area, another inmate hit a different staff member. That staff member fell, striking his head on the concrete floor, and suffered a concussion and facial fractures. However, both of the staffers were treated at a hospital and released. The results of the investigation will be presented to the county attorney, who will decide whether to file criminal charges. And the inmates also could face consequences, such as the loss of good time, according to the department. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, N-74 will temporarily close between Brown Avenue and Nebraska Avenue for reconstruction on May 22nd. Highway traffic will be controlled using a detour. Local traffic will have access using alternative streets, and access to all properties will be maintained during the closure. Pedestrians should use alternate crossings to the north and south, The anticipated completion of this closure is 3 weeks. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Wheat farmers looking for hope and ideas for future growing seasons can visit Hayes for the next Wheat RX School on May 25th. The program will discuss the long-term research studies conducted at the K-State Agricultural Research Center and provide the opportunity to tour the various plots at the facility before ending with a noon meal. Aaron Harries, the Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, said the research plots at the K-State Agricultural Research Center in Hayes provide valuable information on the long-term agronomic characteristics of Kansas wheat varieties, as well as the genetics moving through the wheat breeding pipeline. And this location is perfect for growers to learn about the latest research findings for suggested management practices to economically and sustainably produce wheat in Kansas and see those research plots for themselves. The Wheat RX schools are part of a partnership between the Kansas Wheat Commission and K-State Research and Extension to disseminate the latest research recommendations for high-yielding and high-quality wheat to Kansas wheat farmers. The Hayes program includes a stacked agenda of expertise. The May 25th Wheat RX School will be held at the KSU Agricultural Research Center in Hayes from 8 a.m. to noon, and attendance at the event will be free, however registration is required. In addition to educational programs like the event in May, WheatRx also includes a series of extension publications and other educational outreach materials designed to address key management areas of hard winter wheat. These publications contain recent data based on novel research funded in part by wheat farmers through the Kansas Wheat Commission's 2-cent wheat assessment. To find out more or to register for the WheatRx event, you can visit kswheat.com/WheatRx. With more people traveling during the summer months, the Kansas Department of Transportation reminds motorists of the importance of wearing seat belts every time you're in a vehicle. Acting Secretary Calvin Reed said many people believe they're safe without a seat belt in a larger vehicle or if they're traveling on rural roads. However, statistics show that this isn't true, and wearing a seat belt each time you get in any vehicle, whether traveling 5 blocks or 50 miles, is one of the best ways to protect yourself and others from injury or from dying in a crash. Law enforcement agencies across Kansas will be supporting this focus on safety by participating in the National Click It or Ticket Enforcement Effort and the National Seatbelt Awareness Campaign, which coincides with Memorial Day holiday, runs from May 22nd to June 4th. Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Candace Breeshears stated that seatbelt usage is critical in all seating positions and in every type of vehicle, as being properly buckled in the vehicle is the safest place to be in the event of a crash. Whether you're a passenger in the rear seat, a driver, or an occupant of a truck, or the occupant of a passenger vehicle, wearing a seatbelt gives you the greatest chance of survival in a car crash. Vehicle safety habits are important for all passengers, including children. However, unfortunately, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration data shows when parents ride without their seatbelts, the use of child restraints drops up to 40%. Secretary Reed said parents who reinforce good vehicle safety habits can make a significant impact on their children. In 2022, across Kansas, 406 people lost their lives in crashes, with more than 58% of those fatalities, 236 vehicle occupants, not wearing seatbelts. For more information on the Click It or Ticket mobilization, you can visit nhtsa.gov/CIOT. The Kansas Department of Transportation has begun a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement project along K-9 in Norton County. The crews are surveying the North Fork Solomon Drainage Bridge, located approximately 1.5 miles east of the K-173 junction, and the activities include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be complete in mid-July. In a press release, the Norton County Hospital announced that at the May 17th meeting, the Norton County Hospital Board of Trustees made a motion to release Chief Executive Officer Brian Kirk from his contract effective immediately. Brian Kirk will be available remotely for 90 days to provide any information needed. And Norton Community Hospital Rehabilitation Manager Keelan Jacobs will serve as the interim CEO. Graveside services for military honors for James Jim Moore, 78, of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, May 26th at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Arrangements have been made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be some patchy smoke before 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 70 and a north wind around 15 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear with a low around 41 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 76. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 80. On Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 80. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly sunny with a high near 83. And on Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be partly sunny with a high near 83. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 58%. The wind speed is northeast at 20, with gusts to 30 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.22. The dew point is 37 degrees, and the current wind chill is 46 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KRN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals are headed to the Windy City to begin a three-game weekend series with the Chicago White Sox at Guaranteed Rate Field this evening. The Royals will send Zach Greinke and Jordan Lyles to the mound for the first two games of the series with the White Sox. Sunday's starter is to be determined as the club has not committed to Brad Keller making that start. Greinke will be today's starter. He's looked well recently. On the year, Greinke is 1-4 with a 5.01 ERA and 9 starts. Greinke went 5 innings against the Milwaukee Brewers in his last start and allowed just 2 runs on 3 hits. He also struck out 5 batters, his second most in a start this season, and posted his third start of the year with 0 walks allowed. The Royals will face Dylan Cease for the White Sox tonight. Cease faced the Royals in last week's series, and the Royals hit him quite well as he scored 7 runs on 9 hits against Cease in just 5 innings of work, giving him his second loss of the year. First pitch for the Royals and the White Sox is set for 17 p.m. from Guaranteed Rate Field on the south side of Chicago. KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Trying to quit smoking or vaping is difficult enough, and when you're pregnant, there's even more at stake. The good news is there's help. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has a special free program designed specifically to help quit during pregnancy. This customized program provides one-on-one coaching, and for a limited time, you can even receive a $30 MasterCard gift card after each session, up to 5 during your pregnancy and 4 after. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW to start your quit journey. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
What is dedication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and...
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Be caller number 4 to get registered for your chance to win a Traeger grill from Norton Auto. Call now, 877-3378.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have a trough of low pressure entering the Great Lakes that is pushing a cold front further south into the plains. And we're seeing numerous showers and thunderstorms across southwest and central Kansas. This is great news for folks that live in the southwest and southern parts of the state that have been in an exceptional drought for so long. Much needed moisture currently falling, and that will continue to track a little bit further to the east. As a frontal boundary pushes in from the north, we have north winds behind that is going to be ushering in some of the smoke from the Alberta-Canada wildfires, so that will lower visibilities throughout the rest of today. A flood warning in effect this morning for northwestern Kansas, decreasing clouds with a high in the upper 60s, patchy smoke in north-central Kansas, scattered storms this morning with a high near 70, rain chances continue in northeast Kansas with a high 72. Scattered storms in southwestern Kansas, cooler with today's high in the low 60s, rain off and on in south-central Kansas with a high in the upper 60s, and storms again in southeastern Kansas with a high 70. I'm meteorologist Ann Holiday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, a reminder that we have a cattle on feed report this afternoon. We'll wait and see what those numbers are to see if we continue the downtrend as far as the size of the herd is concerned. Remember, too, we have one less marketing day for this month through the month of April than we did last year as well. So there are going to be some differences. Cash trade this week steady to firm, 170, most of the trade, maybe a little bit higher in some areas, but it held its ground. Generally, seeing higher markets today, strength in the corn and soybean market. Corn anywhere from 3 to 6 higher, soybeans 7 to 10 cents higher, and the wheat market 3 to 4 cents higher overall. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Ranchers, have you been thinking about freeze branding those replacement heifers? Valley Vet Supply has number sets and can make your own custom brand as well. Valley Vet also is your headquarters for electric brands, tattoo equipment, and ear tags, including Y-Tex and Ritchie, as well as EID tags. And you can safeguard your calf crop by using a special 2-inch calf brand from Valley Vet. No matter where you live, you always get neighborly customer service, expert advice, and quick shipping. Everything for your cattle and ranch horses at Valley Vet in Marysville. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.